Good afternoon. Despite brilliant sunshine, a frigid day outside across interior New York and New England, with temperatures only creeping above zero by a few degrees. And despite the fact that the wind is easing up a bit this afternoon, wind chill values will be below zero for the rest of the day. Skies will be clear this evening and temperatures will drop right back below zero. Then overnight, climb above zero as clouds increase from the west. An Alberta Clipper will head in our direction for the day tomorrow with cloudy skies and occasional light snow showers dusting the ground by the end of the day with highs around 20. The Clipper will intensify as it hits the coast on Saturday night and into Sunday morning, and this will keep steadier snow going in eastern New York and all of New England, and even some heavier snow in central and eastern New England into Sunday morning. Storm total accumulations in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills will be 1 to 3 inches by Sunday morning, with 3 to 6 inches of snow likely for most of the Catskills, the Hudson Valley, into the eastern Mohawk Valley, and most of the Adirondacks. The hills east of the Hudson, Taconics, the Rensselaer Hills, the Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills into most of Vermont will pick up 4 to 8 inches of snow, with as much as a foot of snow in central and eastern New England. Temperatures on Saturday night will drop back to around 10 above, and that's where we'll start the day Sunday. And even after the snow winds down, the wind will pick up as the storm continues to deepen over the Canadian Maritimes. Winds at times will gust to 20 to 40 miles per hour, and temperatures will drop throughout the day down to and below zero. Combined with the wind, wind chill values on Sunday afternoon will fall to between 20 and 40 below. The wind will gradually diminish overnight on Sunday night and into the day on Monday will go back to sunshine with high pressure in control, but it'll stay very cold for President's Day with highs only near 10 above. Well below zero on Monday night and back up to 15 on Tuesday. Sunshine, though, will again give way to increasing clouds as the next system approaches from the south. This will bring us a chance for snow on Wednesday with more cold air during the latter stages of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, bitter cold air reaching all the way down to the deep south today. Wind chill advisories are out not only for the northeastern states, but down the spine of the Appalachians into the Smoky Mountains, where wind chill values can be as low as 10 below zero in western parts of North Carolina. Meanwhile, a blizzard watch has been issued for eastern New England, including Boston, starting tomorrow night. Another 9 to 12 inches of snow is expected in Boston, while up the coast, 12 to 16 inches of snow will add up in coastal Maine. The wind at times will gust up to 70 miles per hour along the coast, causing blowing and drifting snow and very low visibility. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 28 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, and cold in the mid-teens. Boston, sunny, breezy, and cold in the teens. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and cold with highs near 10 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high 58 set in 1900, and the record low 18 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:24 p.m., 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today. Highs 0 to 5 above with below zero highs in the mountains. Wind chill values as low as 40 below. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 5 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, bitter cold today with highs in the lower teens and wind chill values as low as 15 below. Increasing cloud tonight 0 to 5 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today, with highs around 5 above zero and wind chills as low as 30 below. Increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, bitter cold today, with highs near 10 above and wind chills as low as 20 below. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near zero. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, Mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today, with highs 5 to 10 above and wind chill values as low as 25 below. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 0 to 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, some light snow around with highs near 20. A steadier snow Saturday night and Sunday morning with several inches possible in eastern New York and especially in New England. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the morning, 5 to 10 above. Then temperatures will be down near 0 or below for the afternoon. It'll be very windy as well on Sunday, and that will last into Sunday night. Mostly sunny and very cold Monday, 10 above. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Tuesday in the mid-teens. A chance of snow Wednesday back into the upper teens. And more Arctic air with highs in the single digits above zero, despite mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.